This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge has ruled that Oregon's voter-approved gun control measure, one of the toughest in the nation, is constitutional. U.S. District Judge Karen Immergut ruled that banning large-capacity magazines and requiring a permit to purchase a gun falls in line with the nation's history and tradition of regulating uniquely dangerous features of weapons and firearms to protect public safety. The decision comes after a landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision on the Second Amendment that has upended gun laws across the country, dividing judges and sowing confusion over what firearm restrictions can remain on the books. The Supreme Court decision changed the test that lower courts had long used for evaluating challenges to firearm restrictions, telling judges that gun laws must be consistent with the, quote, historical tradition of firearm regulation, unquote. The Oregon measure's fate has been carefully watched as one of the first new gun restrictions passed since the Supreme Court ruling last June. Oregon voters in November passed Measure 114, which requires residents to undergo safety training and a background check to obtain a permit to buy a gun. The ballot initiative also bans the sale, transfer, or import of gun magazines with more than 10 rounds unless they are owned by law enforcement or a member of the military or were owned before the measure's passage. Those who already own high-capacity magazines can only possess them at home or use them at a firing range, in shooting competitions, or for hunting as allowed by state law after the measure takes effect. Judge Immergut wrote in her decision, "Large-capacity magazines are not commonly used for self-defense and are therefore not protected by the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment also allows governments to ensure that only law-abiding, responsible citizens keep and bear arms. The latest ruling in U.S. District Court is likely to be appealed, potentially moving all the way back up to the U.S. Supreme Court." The Bozeman City Commission has rejected a resolution that would appear on November's ballot to ask voters to approve a proposed $102 million community center. The commission voted 4-0 not to move forward with the resolution, saying it's bad timing with property taxes, the tax confusion among the community, and not having adequate information to understand the impact on people's budgets. The commission feels the project is a need for the community, but the timing isn't right. The commission discussed the possibility of moving the resolution to the election next May. While western Montana has largely been spared the wildfires breaking out in Canada and the Pacific Northwest, a heat wave over the next week could change that in a hurry. Dan Borsum, a meteorologist with the Bureau of Land Management, said, "We are just getting to the cusp and we are going to see real heat waves through the end of the month, and that's going to cause a problem." Borsum, who works with the Northern Rockies Predictive Center, said that an early snowmelt this spring helped drive worsening fire conditions west of the Continental Divide. To the east, fire conditions are generally normal. The fire forecast is especially grim in northwest Montana, where a dry winter and higher than normal spring temperatures have caused Flathead Lake's water levels to lower. As of Tuesday, stream gauges showed the Flathead River at Columbia Falls was flowing at about 20% below its record low level set in 1941, while the lake has dropped to more than 2 feet below full pool. Over the next 3 months, conditions in the northwestern part of the state are likely to continue to worsen. The region is already experiencing severe to moderate drought. Poor snowpack in northwest Montana already had federal forecasters predicting lower than normal water supply in the Flathead and Kootenai River basins earlier this year. But soaring temperatures in May caused many high elevation locations to lose all their snowpack earlier than at any other time since the agency started keeping records. Eric Larson, a hydrologist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, said, "The real thing that changed this year was how quick our melt-off was in May. As it's playing out, we're seeing near-record low stream flows in a lot of those major rivers up there, including the Flathead."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.